Big spot. 2-1. Here's the pitch. Swung on, belted, up the alley, right center, and that ball is on. Francisco Lindor turns the game around. A grand slam for Lindor. Mets lead 4-1 here in the bottom of the sixth.
And that was all she wrote, because we knew the Phillies weren't coming back. Not from that one. 215-592-9494 for the Lindor grand slam in the sixth. There was a $300 million shirt up on the field last night. He didn't wear red and gray, though. He wore blue and orange. His name was Francisco Lindor. I can't believe those two are in the same stratosphere in terms of how much they get paid. One guy's a superstar. One guy is not. I thought, actually, the ninth inning. We'll hear from Trey in a second and all of your phone calls. I thought the ninth inning, there was a moment. I heard a morning show caller bring this up. That I thought was really interesting. The game was over anyway, you know, for most likely. But there was a runner on third. JT went to third base. Stott was on first. Two outs. And Schwarber was up. And the camera panned to Stott. And he looked at the dugout to ask them if he should run to second base on defensive indifference.
Mm.
And normally that's an obvious play. You just go. But he asked, I believe, because he wanted to make sure the Phillies were okay with it. Because by him running, it opened first base if they wanted to walk Kyle Schwarber, which means Turner would have been the final guy up, not Schwarber. And him, like, there was confusion. His hands are up. He's asking. He's saying, no, yes, should I go? The fact that they had to think through that tells me, Hugh, they didn't want
they
Turner.
They didn't have any faith in Turner.
They didn't want Turner to take that at bat because it's an obvious thing that they had to think through it. Eventually he ran, and they pitched to Schwarber. But, like, they had to think through the idea of would I rather Turner at the plate as the go-ahead run, or Schwarber at the plate as the tying run. That shows how little faith they must have in that dugout with Turner.
They didn't want to put him in that position.
No.
That's crazy. If that is the case, I didn't see that. But if that is the case, that is crazy. That kind of tells you everything that you need to know about how they feel about Trey Turner in that situation.
Let's hear from Turner last night after the game. Trey Turner talking about how he and they get themselves out.
You know, hitting's very tough, and it's, you know, easy to sit in the dugout and say, don't swing at this pitch, or, you know, do this or do that. And, you know, we say it all the time. It's so easy from over here when we're in the dugout and someone else is hitting, we say it. But when you're in the box, you got to make a decision and how you're going to compete. And I think we want to compete. I think we have a great lineup and great offensive players. And I think we get ourselves out.
You know what? Shut up. How about stop doing it if it's that easy? Like, this stuff drives me crazy. Oh, it's all on us. Well, then change it.
Yeah.
If it really is that easy.
It's one of those moments where I get what he's saying, but you can't say it in that moment because nobody understands that. Yeah, we know that pitching is hard. Hitting is hard. No question about that. Hitting that baseball, going 100 miles an hour or whatever it's going, that's not easy to do. But that's what you get paid to do. And when you say that, it's almost like it's a defense mechanism for your failures. We all get the fact that baseball is a game of failure for the most part, you know. So you just have to do better in those moments. You just have to look like you probably, I don't want to say care, but be more aware of the situation than you are.
Let's go to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. It's a day for you to react, your feelings, your emotions as the Phillies go down in four to the New York Mets. Jeff's in Wilmington. Hey, Jeff.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
Hey, Jeff.
I can't say the first word that came to my mind when I talked to Kyle because I would get bumped. But it's been the hitting the whole time, and it really goes back to probably around the All-Star break. They just have not been consistent. And, yes, we were hoping they would flip the switch. At least some of the guys could hit. Castellanos is probably the most consistent one the whole time. But I'm really sick of this whole vibes thing. Get rid of Stubbs. Get rid of Marsh. Boehm can go. And it just all of that crap and that stupid song. I don't ever want to hear that song again.
Which one?
Stott's walk-up song, for one. He can change that. I want him to stay, but he can change that song.
Living in this big blue
world. Yeah. Well, the one, whatever one they used last year and the year before last. Mm. Like, just get rid of that. So I didn't see the game. I'm listening to it the whole time, and I went back and watched that play that Boehm hit. It was definitely a fair ball. Rob Thompson, I'm getting ejected. It's either me or Boehm's getting ejected because Boehm was like crying almost, like he was whining. So that didn't look good. Like, dude, somebody have some fire under you. You're about to get eliminated. That was a pivotal play. It was the wrong call. But I'm getting ejected from that game if I'm Rob Thompson. There's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah, they almost looked like they accepted what was happening. They looked beaten
in
the dugout.
It was inevitable.
They accepted everything. Ranger pitched his butt off. I mean, he got out of jams, you know, what, two or three innings?
Yep.
That he, you know, and like you said, Joe, just stop swinging at bad pitches. I don't want to hear Trey Turner talk like that again. That was embarrassing. It's, I don't know, man. Like I said yesterday, it's basic baseball from the time you teach a kid. Don't swing at balls that are outside of the zone.
Hey, there's a real trust us, we got this element to the Phillies. And Jeff, we appreciate it. Do you got this? Like, you know, when a team, I'll give you an example in the NFL. If the Chiefs are struggling last year and they give us trust us, we got this vibes. All right, I'll accept that. You probably do
have it. Yeah, because you've kind of earned that cachet. Yeah.
You don't have that. The Phillies, they talk like they've won something sometimes with the way... You know the way they talk about their struggles, like, yeah, we'll figure it out. We got it. Do you really know what you're talking about here? I'm not sure they do. And so Jeff said there are no more of the vibe stuff. Hugh, that of all the changes they can make this offseason, I don't want to hear anything about fit and clubhouse and vibes. You know, we pointed to in July, do you remember Jazz Chisholm stuff?
Jazz Chisholm, he wasn't one of the guys. We need some guys.
He didn't fit, apparently. So yeah. Jazz Chisholm slugged 511 home runs for the Yankees in the second half. They are one win away from the American League Championship Series. Jazz Chisholm could be in the World Series in 2 weeks. And it's not like he's done incredibly in a short sample in the postseason. But the point is...
He contributed.
They got Austin Hayes. Jazz Chisholm's better than Austin Hayes.
Yeah, he's a contributor.
Yes, of course. And he crushed the Phillies when he came here with the Yankees right after the deadline. The whole vibes thing, the whole stubs thing, daycare. I'm done with it all.
It's amazing how, like, the shimmy has become a little irritating. All of that... At the basis, the songs. But hope springs eternal. And I know this is probably a little bit premature, but next year it's going to be a different year. And hopefully things are going to be a little different. A little different as far as the lineup. But, man, when you talk about the kind of money that they make, Joe, how different is it really going to be? Like, seriously. How different do you think this team is going to look? Maybe a few different relief pitchers. But as far as the starting lineup, I mean, how much are you really changing?
Well, they could change a lot. It's a matter of, do they have the stomach for it? And will teams take these contracts off their hands?
That's the big thing, because you're talking about a lot of money. We're talking about like $800 million at the top of the order. And you're talking about how, like, realistically, how much are you going to change? Like, that's what I'm kind of looking at when I look at this team. It's not going to be a whole lot, in my opinion.
Well, it needs to be something significant. I mean, look, we know that Soto's a free agent. We know they can make a trade if they want to. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know, but I...
That's the move you want to make, though. You want the Soto thing.
I've wanted Soto for years. He's the best... He's the, like, top five hitter in the sport. Of course I want him in here. I don't know if they have the... I mean, look, John Middleton's pockets are pretty deep. I don't know if they can add a $600 million player into what they already have. It is a lot. Now, I'd love it, and I think it would help significantly. I mean, they need to upgrade the outfield. And this is not to pick on Rojas. He's just what he is. You can't have an outfield of Rojas, Marsh, Hayes, Wilson. It was really a slot.
Especially when you're talking about with the top of the order kind of being.
Right.
Lately. Yeah, I got you. I hear you.
It makes it worse. Yeah, you can't have that. Let's go to Katie in Roxburgh. What's up, Katie?
Hi. Thank you guys so much for taking my call. I think my biggest word to describe how I feel about last night, a day later, is disappointment. I just feel like the team, especially the offense, let us down. And I feel like today there's just no accountability for it.
I feel that word too, Katie. It just feels like they sound complacent to me. They sound like a shrug of the shoulders, what are you supposed to do? And that annoys me.
I agree 100%. And I really had so much faith in this team. I thought it was one of the best teams of my lifetime, at least. And I just... watching all the games except for game two, I felt like they just hung up the towel, and watching last night's game, I had no faith in them to pull it out, and it was really sad and really disappointing. And, you know, as the years go on now, I feel like this is their best opportunity. Everyone's talked about it, but everyone's getting older, and I feel like they won the division, and they were like, there you go, and just kind of phoned it in after that.
Yeah, it does feel that way. Katie, we appreciate the phone call. Well, that's the part, Hugh, that really it becomes pressing. They're not young. So while they're signed up for a while,
they're not going to be as quality that they are now.
Yes, of course.
That's the thing you worry about, especially when you talk about Bryce Harper and guys like that. Because this is kind of your legacy. You know, and the fact that I'm pretty sure for him, the fact that the team that he left, the Nationals, One after he left.
Yep.
And he's been close, but he hasn't gotten over the hump now. I'm pretty sure that's starting to weigh on him.
Of course it has to.
Because now it's starting to look like you were, and this might not be fair, but it looks like you were probably the issue with the squad.
So here's the other thing that comes up in my mind for Harper. Obviously, he's held up his end of the bargain, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they've also built this team. We always joke, he's like the assistant GM, right? Maybe we need less of his suggestions on how to build the team and more on just go play.
Yeah.
You're a great player. You have played outstanding baseball since you got here. I have no problem with Bryce Harper's play. But every time we talk about the roster, I keep like he wanted to play with his buddies.
Yeah, and they came up short.
It's the bottom line. 215-592-9494. I think it's acceptable today to think that they could do something drastic this offseason. I don't know what that answer is right now, this moment. But I just started writing down names here, the guys that I think should without question be back. Not will, because most of them will be back. I just mean for me, should be back. I want Schwarber back. I want Harper back. Obviously, Wheeler, Nola. You know, after those four.
Maybe say again.
Schwarber, Harper, Wheeler, Nola.
Okay.
After those four, you could sell me on anything.
You could change.
And I'd be fine with it. I don't think they could find a taker for the Turner contract. I would dump it in 10 seconds. I feel better about Castellanos, but like obviously I'm not married to Castellanos. He's what he is. He's got 2 years left on his deal. Is there anyone else here that you're married to?
Well, I think just cutting it at two pitchers is a little...
No, I'm not saying I'm looking to trade these guys.
No. So I get what you're saying, but like we need to be looking to add to the starting rotation, not replace. So like Ranger, I guess maybe you can make an argument. I don't know if you find a better four starter. We need a better fifth starter. And Chris Sanchez, I think, is a guy we should hang on to.
All right, so
like,
you want to...
Definitely.
Well, he's young and cheap, and
yes,
he just signed.
And he's on the rise.
So is your list five? Schwarber, Harper, Wheeler, Nola, Sanchez? That, like, under no circumstances are they out of here. You want to throw Castellanos in, or is he...
So he's not, like, under no circumstances. Like, if you were going to tell me you could replace him one for one with Juan Soto...
Of course. See, that's what I mean.
That's obvious, right.
Yeah.
So he's not, like, no question about it. He stays. I mean... That really might be it, honestly.
That tells you that they could do a lot of different things this offseason. Again, I would trade Turner tomorrow for whatever I could get, and I would use the money to go get a better player, but I don't think they could dump the contract.
Well, he has a trade clause, right?
Oh, of course. I forgot about that. Well,
you'll figure it out.
We'll figure that out. We'll
they need a magic wand.
They do. We'll nudge him out of here if that's what it takes. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy Dead October, man.
It is, unfortunately, on October. What is today? It's the 10th?
It's a lot.
I thought we were until Halloween here. What's up, Chris?
Yeah. So, guys, I got the new Philly theme song. It's called The Sound of Silence. I prefer the Disturbed version, you know, because that's what's going through my head again. You know, it's like, hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Like, seriously, here's where we're at. Like, they've left us with nothing in this postseason now other than silence. I don't know. I just want to roll through some stuff here if you don't mind. Guys, it's like the tortured tail again. No offense. They definitely can't run it back. Boehm, take you and your banking and get out. Bring up Aiden Miller. Flip Rojas and Justin Crawford. Bring up Painter. And put Bryce out in the outfield unless you get Soto. Dave Dombrowski, I got a message for you. And I'm going to leave you guys with this. This is your team. You built this. Your main acquisition is Trey Turner. Nothing else needs to be said. You're fired. Have a good one, guys.
Fired.
Chris, appreciate
fired.
It. All right, you know what? It is strong. I don't think they're going to fire Dave Dombrowski, but I am glad someone starts putting the microscope on Dombrowski. Okay, I'm going to read to you Dombrowski's move since they went to the World Series. Okay, he got here. He got a lot of credit for getting this team from 500-ish to winners, right? Dombrowski had a lot of credit for that. He signed Schwarber. He signed Castellanos. He traded for Marsh in the middle of that season to give them a little upgrade in the outfield. Since the end of the World Series in 2022, here are the big moves Dombrowski's made, the acquisitions. 11 years, $300 million for Trey Turner. How's that one looking? Not great.
Not great.
He traded Matt Vierling, who's hitting third on the Tigers team, one game away from the LCS for Gregory Soto. That was a loss. He let Zach Eflin walk and signed Taijuan Walker to a 4-year, $78 million deal. Disaster. His trade deadline in 2023 was Michael Lorenzen and Rodolfo Castro. Terrible. He let Rhys Hoskins walk to move Bryce to first base full-time. Not great. Signed Whit Merrifield. That was the big acquisition last offseason. And this year at the trade deadline, Banks, Estevez, and Hayes. These deadlines are going to haunt me.
Oh, my gosh. It's awful.
Which one was worse, Lorenzen and Castro, Kyle, in 23, or Banks, Estevez, and Hayes in 24?
I would still probably have to say 23 because those guys were useless in the postseason.
Oh, my gosh.
Useless. So
they
small.
Were. No, I mean, like, they were. Lorenzen came in when it was when the game was
Hayes
out.
Hayes is pretty close to useless.
Hayes is useless. Estevez, not useless.
No. He did give up the game-losing hit, though.
Of course he did, but the bases were loaded for him.
He was in a bad spot.
Yeah.
I know.
That was a Hoffman inning.
Sure, Hoffman. It was.
And Hopper.
But that's the deadline acquisition, and he gives up the home run. It magnifies the Dombrowski thing.
I'm not letting Dombrowski off the hook one bit. I mean, he's been, I would describe his tenure here as a net negative at this point. Even though, like, since being here, they've been to the World Series, NLCS,
but
NLDS.
He's a Hall of Fame GM. The manager,
but he's living off of what was left here for him.
Yeah,
no, I'm just saying.
100%
true. Know, and that's why when you look at some of the moves, he made these fringe moves thinking that maybe they were enough because of the personnel that you had.
I mean, that was the problem.
That's when you talk about the trade deadline.
He got fooled by his stars.
He thought the guys. Because that's how I see it. When he, at the trade deadline, when he just made the fringe moves and he went out and got Hayes, it's because he believed in what he had. They let him down. They made him look foolish.
It all goes back to the Turner thing. I know people think I harp on Turner. This all goes back to Turner. His biggest move since he got here is Turner. And to your point, Hugh, he trusted his stars, Turner. You know, because his other stars, like Castellanos hit in this series. Bryce hit enough in this series. Schwarber didn't. After game one, he didn't do anything. But like it comes back to that. Like he's doubling down on his original thought was Trey's the missing piece. And at some point he has to realize Trey's not that guy and I got to supplement the rest of the team.
And what he really miscalculated from like a zoom out perspective, that the first 2 months of what this team did was an outlier. They were playing well above what they actually were. And he didn't think they need major changes at the deadline.
I think Dombrowski got complacent and I think he got fooled by Turner and what we thought was growth by Bohm. I think he got fooled by both of those things.
Yeah.
Because the reality is Turner is what he is.
And in the offseason, growth by Stott, like they banked on Marsh too. Marsh, the daycare, quote unquote, which I'm blowing up by the way.
Are we all done with the daycare?
I need daycare after what I just witnessed.
Yeah, we're done with that.
Somebody hold me.
I need therapy.
Well, that's what WIP is today. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
Well, we're trying to get through here.
Yeah, man. You know, I kept saying that, you know, we need to beat them at their own game. And, you know, the small ball played a big part, man. And what I wanted to know is, nobody really brought it up. Why didn't they just walk Francisco? Why didn't they just walk him? I would give up that one run instead of four. Like, I don't know why the manager didn't come out and say, you know what, we're not going to pitch to this guy. He's pretty well known for, you know, knocking it out the park. We're going to walk this one and see what we could do, you know, through the rest of the game.
Yeah, but I mean, Vientos is up next, and he's crushed them, too. It's like their lineup is pretty deep where it's hard. I mean, I get it. I mean, losing to their best player stings, but, you know, he did it. He got the hit.
And I want to say this, and I believe this has been happening with all our teams, and it's really not being addressed. First of all, preparation beats talent any day. That's number one. Number two, 90% mental, 10% physical in all sports, if you look at it. Because just like what you saw yesterday, our pitcher, you know, fought through his, you know, his pain or whatever. So mentally, he got over it. This is my thing. I think with these teams, all of our teams, been having mental collapses. It'd be so much pressure on them. And I'm not saying that these are grown men. They should be able to handle the pressure. But I believe that's what's been happening with a lot of our teams, man, the mental collapse. And the whole thing is, right, for three seasons, we didn't learn anything. We didn't learn about how to have the will to finish. We're taking zero accountability for three seasons. And the whole thing is, what my grandmama always told me, if you don't learn from a lesson, you consider it to repeat the same thing, they get the same results. And that's what's been happening to our teams, man. That's all I got.
Well, I think you're right about that, Will. And they did it again. I mean, the reality is they went down in this series very similar to the way they went down against the Diamondbacks and the end of the Astros series. Throw them slop, and they'll swing at it.
Yeah, that's the most egregious thing. And it's like you thought that you would have learned from the mistakes that you've made in the past. Eerily similar. You look at some of those at-bats, and they were eerily similar to the ones that they had last year.
And that's why when we get to the offseason, they got to make changes. And there's, it's like a puzzle. You could do it different ways and make the pieces go different ways. But this, they can't run this thing back.
No, you can't. I don't think you can.
I know you said earlier, Hugh, when next season comes, the hope springs eternal. It will. I mean, they should have a contending team in terms of six teams make the playoffs. Like, they should be in the mix, even if they're not quite as good in the regular season. But you know what's not going to be there if they keep the same team? The belief from town.
Yeah.
That's going to change.
It's going to be shaky at best. But I think that people will still come around. It's just that when it comes to the postseason, it all depends on how the season starts. And when it comes to the postseason, people are going to be looking at you, and they're going to ask the questions, have you really learned from the mistakes that you've made in the past?
And I think I got fooled. I thought they could change. They were. They couldn't. And now I'm at the point where I won't believe it until they change the team. I need hitters that grind.
You need to see something different.
Yes. I'm going to give you two big names to start as we look forward to next year. Obviously, Juan Soto is the number one one. He knows the strike zone better than any hitter in baseball. Can they afford him? I'm guessing no. And then Alex Bregman is another one from the Astros. He's a champion. He beat the Phillies a couple years ago. Knows the strike zone. Doesn't strike out much. I'm done with. And I would move him out of here, and I'd sign Bregman. 215-592-9494. We'll continue the discussion after the break and on the phones today, all day, on the Midday Show. On the other side, we'll hear from Nick Castellanos, who's been very honest throughout what he said about the series. That's next. Your phone call as well. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Y'all know how much I love bacon, and I really love Hatfield bacon for breakfast. But really, I can eat bacon at any time of the day. And now Hatfield has made it even easier to enjoy a delicious breakfast with their new breakfast line. You have savory breakfast ham slices. That sounds good. You got the pork roll. I like pork roll. You have juicy breakfast sausage links and Canadian bacon.